So, let us recap, just so it's on the recording. What were we saying?
About agendas being authentic.
Rules.
Not once did we talk about breaking the rules. It takes way too much work. We're talking about moving beyond them. And you know, all know, how to stay on this side of rules, push up against rules, stay on this side of rules, push up against rule and fight. Ultimately, you're all fighters. You're all really good at fighting. Hey? But does that meet the heart's longing for living your authenticity? And yet you know how to do that. You know how to do that? Because your neighbor knows how to do that. Your siblings know how to do that. Your parents know how to do that. And their parents knew how to do that. Because it's familiar. And just forcing up against the familiar doesn't change it. It doesn't evolve your consciousness. It doesn't meet your longing to live fully authentically. So we said a little earlier that we know your longing. We know your wanting, your desire. We know. That's why we're here. We're pulled by it. We're not pulled by your politics. We're not pulled to your earth consciousness by your wars. We're not pulled by your struggles. We're not pulled by your illnesses. That's not what calls us. Just like your own spirit. What calls your spirit is not your pain. It's your prayer. It's your longing. It's this cauldron of desire. It's who you want to be. And Spirit says, that is what I am. That is what I am. I'm here. I'm here for you. That is what I am. You're calling me. I'm here. Don't look away. Don't look away. I'm here. Think for a moment at all the ways that you look away from Spirit. All the ways that you don't feel quite worthy of what we've just done. It's not your light that beckons Spirit. It's your yearning for your light that beckons Spirit. It's that craving that says, Spirit, over here. Over here. So when Dophila earlier spoke about receiving, asking for support, okay, saying, can't do it alone. I don't even want to. Hey? So we repeat ourselves. We know your yearning. It's at the very heart of pain. And you can be burdened by pain. Called to it, shaped by it, defined by it, and go to war with your pain. Right? Because that's what you know. Those are the rules that you learned, that the cells of your body learned, the cells of your genealogy learned. The cells of your collective mind have learned. We're here to remind you that you are so much more. And that this body of desire tells you so. And we are here to say, don't look away, don't look away, don't look away, don't look away. Don't try to make pain go away. Instead, let it tell you what is wanting to emerge. Let it tell you what is wanting to happen, what is wanting to be nurtured. Let it tell you about how precious you are, how deserving you are, how worthy you are of healing. Pain knows something of itself that your ruled conscious mind doesn't. It knows how to find balance. It is seeking balance. And the best way to support that is to have a deep and intimate relationship. Not with wrestling with pain, not with wrestling with the rules, not with wrestling with war, not with wrestling with what is seemingly in your way, but see right past that. And know you're never alone. Spirit is beckoned by something here and reaching towards you. All the time. Just take a moment to be with that. You may ask yourself, how is this message speaking to you personally? What is it touching in you, person? It may be providing you understanding, but it may be providing you something else. Not understanding, but maybe comfort. Being in the presence of higher vibrational energies, as we are, is medicine. It's medicine. It feeds your soul. It feeds the cells of your body. It feeds your digestive system. It feeds your blood. It feeds your mind. It feeds your creativity. Thank you for listening. The spirits have asked us how we're experiencing that message, how it's landing. I'd love to hear from you.
I was thinking about how integrating the whole is integrating the grief and the joy on the same level. And I ignore my grief and embrace my joy. And I was thinking that the most joyous moments I have are sometimes in performance, I'm performing. And it frightens me to know that that's the same degree of rage or grief that I have underneath at the other end of the spectrum. You know, it's very frightening because the highs are very high, you know, and I don't let the lows hit me so much, but I know they're there, I know it's there. And I guess integration is the work.
May we speak to that.
Say it again.
May we speak to that?
Yes.
It's true. The lows are low. Your lows are low, low. We're on to something. We're up to something, as Dovita would say. We're up to something right now. Your lows are low, low, very low. But they're not yours. They're not yours. So what? So what if you have access to, so what if you have an ability to interact with the creative highs easily, more so than a lot of people? And you do. You do. You have access to that. And to say that you're ignoring the lows, can we disagree with that? Maybe it's not your work. To travel in the depths of the shadow. Maybe it's just not your work or your purpose here. When you have the ability to take that and hold it, in this larger embrace that is your creative freedom, that is your creative joy. Don't think you're ignoring anything. A very old being, and you have this inevitability of transmuting it very quickly. Very quickly. And your sharing tells us how important this spectrum is to you, that you don't want mindless joy. Don't want to just be. Addicted to the drug. Don't want to be a drug. We understand. We understand. You want it to be ultimately an expression of everything. And we're here to see it is. You have this natural ability to transmute energy. Can you trust that? And do you have any questions about what we've just said?
Just how the danger of being in denial is right there on that. You know, being in denial about grief and rage and all that stuff that we carry. I
Do you cross that line?
No.
No. No.
I guess I'm questioning, should I? And now I see.
Because you bring an awareness to this. You bring an awareness to this concern. You bring an awareness to ultimately your desire to not cross the line. You have a desire to be of integrity. And you live that. You really do. And again, that grief, that rage, please understand, it's not yours. You're not exempt from it. It's not like you don't feel it. It's out there. It's in the world. You know it's there. It's not, but it's not for you to process. It's for you to transmit. So when you're really feeling it in the collective, when you're feeling it and you're wondering what is going on, you could do your music. Do your music. Do your music. Go transmute it. Okay? And that's the best medicine you can give your wife, too, you know. Body likes music, your body thrives in music, your body wants to be touched with music. We have more to say about that in a little while. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions with what we've just suggested to you, or again, any thoughts about what was shared earlier, any ways in which that our message touched you?
I feel it happens a lot. People think it's theirs and it's not theirs. It's the empathic nature of a lot of people that are on the planet right now. So I think people need to really be aware of how they're feeling before the rage and the pain and the hurt came up. And really notice what they were feeling before that happened. And understand that it's not theirs. It's out in the collective, and you need to find a way to transmute it, whether it's music, art, whatever creative way that you can use it.
And you have the capacity to feel that because you have the capacity to love it.
I would like perspective on, because my perspective and my experience has been that I do feel it is part of ours. It's not, I understand the context of why it's not ours, but we are, because we are a collective, and obviously we have different skill sets and we have different response abilities. However, I feel that we're just entering the realm, especially with, you know, it's not trivial, obviously, the Hollywood stuff. It's part of acknowledging what's happening and people coming up. But I feel that collectively we haven't actually felt what needs to be felt. So I do feel that we're actually entering into a collective phase where people are actually just beginning to feel on a physical plane what people in the other realm have already been feeling through tremendous amounts, not just in the recent years, but you know, it's already been preparing. So I feel that we still have to feel through. Obviously not everybody's gonna, because a lot of people don't have the skill sets. However, I do become enraged that there's not enough willingness to be authentic, to be present, to gain the skills. So, and it takes courage. There is a thin line between cowardice and courage. And obviously we have to have compassion for ourselves and for the collective, because we are programmed to be cowardices.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you take a deep breath in? Dear one, tell us about your rage.
My rage comes from the allowance, whatever are that's been happening, it's allowed. It's an allowed consciousness. I understand that it's part of the conditioning, the habits continue on because at some level, it's not just ignorance, it's because people have allowed it. It's always options. Reality is an option that we participate.
Right there. Right there. Breathe. Tell us about your rage.
My rage is connected to the love I am. For me, there are parallel dimensions. This is part of one dimension that we live in. You know, there's description of different eras. You know, they call this the Aquarius era. So on some level, there is a historical segmented perspective of of which eras that we're in.
Are you breathing?
I am breathing.
Are you feeling your rage?
No, because I've actually not so much. I've actually went through much of my rage. It's not completely gone, and I wish it not to be gone, but because it's a healthy level of rage.
Thank you. You wish it for not to be gone. Thank you. Can you uncross your legs?
Sure.
And let yourself feel into your body, especially your reproductive organs. The rage in the world that's denied, that isn't felt. Can you let yourself right now feel it? The rage in the world.
Oh, I don't really want to feel completely now because I've already felt to the umpteenth degree, but I feel it enough for me to.
We want to help you feel it as a spirit in your body. Not only as a woman in your body.
Oh, the spirit in my body has been feeling the rage, but the rage isn't really the priority. The priority is the love. The priority is for the authentic love, the truthfulness to be existing in this, in our interactions with ourselves and with each other. That is an option.
Okay. Then can you say, I love this incredible denial that's going on in the world. Wow, it's amazing that's allowed. I love it. I really want to feel this rage. I love it.
I'm smiling with you because that's part of the place where I'm in. I have to laugh with it because I felt it for much of my life, and then I was going into this other acceptance, and now I'm back to sort of like being frustrated and realizing that yes, I have to actually somehow accept and be humored by the ridiculousness that people just.
Yes, but when you believe that people are ridiculous, when you believe, you are enraged. When you believe in the rules, in fighting up against the rules, in trying to change the rules, frustrated that you can't change the rules, this thing, yeah, it's allowed, it's okay. People are behaving this, why are they behaving this way? We want you to see past, we want you to see past, we want you to look right past. Because your capacity for love is huge. And when we say love, I'm not asking you to not be concerned with world affairs. It's not that. We're asking something that's almost impossible, it seems. We're asking you to not stop at what frightened you. If you did not believe, just for fun, if you do not believe that this world attitude is ridiculous, what would you be engaged with?
Well, I think ridiculous is not the most appropriate adjective. You know, it's, there's so many adjectives to go with that. You know, it's ridiculous doesn't really encompass the compassion that some, you know, goes with it. Overall, there's more than one road to what we're talking about.
Well, we want to answer your question. You didn't ask a question, well, we're going to answer it anyways. Is it really true that someone else's rage, someone else's hurt, is not yours? That the collective is not yours? Well, kind of, and no, because you're part of the collective, so it's yours. All of yours. However, how much you engage with it, how you interact with it, is a choice. It's a choice. You can fight up against the suffering of the world. And some of you have to. It's part of your karma. It's part of what you're here to work through. And you've worked through so much of it, dear one. You're such an incredibly brave person for having worked through so much of the forces of nature that are obstacles. And you have grown powerful because of it. Powerful not just for you, but for many people. Powerful in your voice, and that's important. It's important. And we're here to say to some of you, don't have to do that work, as we've said to this gentleman. Some of you don't have, that's not your purpose, not your karma, it's not what you're here to work through, just like yourself, like what you mentioned earlier. Okay. Okay. However, we have one little caution, that when you say that people take this on when it's not theirs and you want them to know it's, they don't have to, it's not theirs, that can be a shortcut too. You may want to ask yourself, well, why does this other person's energy affect you so? Why are you so affected by it? By the ways of the world, by the ways of and we would agree with this young lady that some of the world strategies are quite ridiculous, you know. Some of the ways in which humanity is bound in those rules, ancestral rules, is limiting. And we can understand your frustration with that limitation. We can understand you're not wanting to deal with that limitation. We can understand you're not wanting to deny that limitation. It's a dance. It's a dance. And there's no right or wrong way. But what we're here to teach you is how to see beyond it. How to see beyond it. You either believe that there is an obstacle in front of you, or you don't. You either believe in the limitation, or you see through it. How do you see through it? By developing an intimate relationship with your longing. So what we hear in what you're saying is a deep, deep desire for connection, a deep desire for truth, a deep desire for freedom in many ways. That's the best word we can use to give voice to right in through here, this reproductive organ for it. It's like freedom. deep freedom. Take a moment to feel that. Your desire. These are only words. What are you feeling? You've just been listening to words. They're just words. What are you feeling? What is the quality of your experience right now? Is there any contraction in you? Curiosity in you? Confusion in you? Understanding in you? Thank you. We'd like to hear from someone else in regards to what we shared. Any of your inquiry, any of your ideas, before we take a break, and then we address personal questions.
Words are tricky. I really resonated with what Michael was speaking of because I think I'm finally coming to realize that I'm doing that work and that it's sometimes really horrible, lonely, and painful. I see a lot of my friends moving on and blossoming. And I seem to stay in this, seems to be completely true, to stay in this sort of darker depression mode, you know? And even the lighter days aren't as light as I'd like them to be. I feel I'm coming closer to accepting my role or part of my role, even if it's just for now.
When you say the word accepting, I don't know about others here, but I can feel my belly going. And I don't know what you're accepting. And I have a hunch it's not important. Because just when I think I know what my role is, it goes and changes. I don't know what your role is. I don't know what your purpose is in this deep feeling experience you have. Except when you say accept. Describe what you experience. Hey? Or any of you, really, what you really experience. Because if you live in a world that to be completely authentically you, there's barriers and boundaries. There's what can I share here in circle? What's going to be understood? Will it be understood? Is there a place for me? That's always there. Of course it's always there. Because as a collective, you're in this body of survival. Okay. We're here to say, you are so much more. both will do. And we know you didn't mean it in terms of a mask or what you're saying. We know, we know. To fully express your authenticity, there is no explanation. And yet the courage to speak. That's it, right there. That's it, right there. That's home. That's the safety. That's the meeting of your authenticity. You're meeting it right now with your courage. To share the courage. So we who are spirit, we who are a group of seven, amongst us, some of our team, the 12th dimension, the reality, some we've all been in what to call these dimensions really, but let's just say some of us are ascended, some of us are experiencing lifetime. We're here appointed to support you. And the gift we have for you is simple. It's simple. We honor your courage to be in this body and to feel so much. Honor transmute this energy through your courage to create and be true to your creation and your humility. Honor. Bow. We bow at the feet of your courage to be in this body and to keep doing this. Over and over again. Hey? How precious. How precious. We're not seeking for perfection. That's not security, that's not safety. If what you leave with today is deep, deep feeling inside that you are loved and honored, then we will have done what we have come here to do. We will have transmitted a message. And we will have activated that inside of you. Imagine just knowing, just know. These are only words. But what are you feeling? What are you experiencing? Take a break from Mass and Dia. Come back into my body. Take a moment to use the washroom. And you know, I never thought of bringing a box of Kleenex. That's on my list of what to bring.